This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR.
And I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
Emma, I made a resolution that I would try winter sowing this year. Want to explain what it's about?
It's something that's gotten a lot of attention in the last few years in the gardening world, and I think is a fairly trendy thing that can work, actually, for a lot of growers. Basically, what you're doing is creating a mini greenhouse with a plastic container of some sort that you're filling up with potting mix and seeds, and basically just leaving outside all winter to get a head start on the spring.
Putting them outside, that seems counterintuitive. Why do they need to go outside?
The majority of seeds probably don't, but the plants that enjoy cooler temperatures can benefit from this. So your cool season annuals like pansies or sweet alyssum, or vegetables like kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, lettuces, or perennial plants that actually need to go through a winter in order to germinate.
Okay, so how do we get started?
If you are using that milk jug, let's say, you're going to want to cut that in half. Cut or drill some holes in the bottom of that container that will allow extra water to drain away. And you might add something at the bottom that's permeable that will keep the soil from moving. So a coffee filter or a piece of newspaper would work just fine. Then you'll add your potting mix, at least 2 or 3 inches of that, and moisten that thoroughly. Plant your seeds. Put the cover back on that container, so the lid or the top part of that bottle. Tape it in place. Put it in a protected spot outside, and then just check it every so often to make sure that it's still moist inside. And then come spring, once temperatures start to warm up, if you've had any luck, your seeds are going to germinate.
And are they ready? Are they hardened off?
They really are, because they've just germinated with the conditions that are occurring outside. Now, you may have to pay attention to how bright the sun is. Once those plants have germinated, if they're sitting in the sun, because that bottle or container is acting like a mini greenhouse, it can get too warm on the inside. So you may need to play around with covering at night, opening up that container during the day. And then if the sun is really intense, you might move the seedlings into a shadier spot.
Gardening in winter.
I think it's a fun thing. And like anything else you do in the winter, it's just something hopeful for spring. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR. You can find past episodes of Homegrown New Hampshire at nhpr.org, or never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.